This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Voter turnout of over 61% was recorded till 11:30 p.m. last night in the sixth phase of ongoing Lok Sabha elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The polling in all 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories remained peaceful. In this phase, polling was held in 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir has recorded over 54% voting, which is the highest turnout in the last 35 years. Bihar recorded a voter turnout of over 55%, Haryana around 60%, Jharkhand around 64% and Delhi around 58%. In Odisha, a voter turnout of over 69% was recorded, while Uttar Pradesh registered a voting percentage of over 54% and in West Bengal over 79%. A total of 889 candidates were in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate was sealed in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipender Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti were also in the fray. Simultaneously, polling was also held yesterday for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase, in which over 70% polling was recorded till 11:30 p.m. The counting for all the phases will take place on 4th of June. The Election Commission has released the absolute number of voters who cast their votes for the first five phases of Lok Sabha elections, asserting that voter turnout data was always available with candidates. It informed that over 50 crore and 72 lakh people exercised their franchise till the first five phases of Lok Sabha polls in the country. As per the data provided by the Commission, over 11 crore 52,000 people voted in the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls, over 10 crore 58 lakh in the second phase, and more than 11 crore 32 lakh people voted in the third phase. Over 12 crore 24 lakh people voted in the fourth phase, and over 5 crore 57 lakh people exercised their franchise in the fifth phase. In a statement, the Commission underlined that there has been no delay in the release of voter turnout data, and it was always available on the voter turnout app from 9:30 a.m. in the morning of each polling day. In Gujarat, a major fire broke out at the TRP game zone located in Anamava Road, Rajkot City, last evening, in which 26 persons are reportedly dead so far. Among them, 9 were children. Parents came to the game zone with their children as the vacation is going on. Following the fire, plumes of smoke were visible from 5 kilometers away. Fire brigade teams reached the spot and attempts were made to douse the fire. TRP game zone is reportedly the biggest game zone in Saurashtra region of Gujarat. A special investigation team, SIT, has been formed to probe into the incident. Rajkot Police Commissioner Raju Bhargav informed that all game zones in Rajkot have been ordered to close. All gaming zones will be audited. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel announced Rs. 4 lakh relief to families of victims, in addition to 50,000 assistance to those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi learned the details of the fire in Rajkot through a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and expressed his grief over it. The Prime Minister directed to conduct a thorough investigation into the accident and take strict action against the culprits. The Prime Minister said he is extremely distressed by the incident. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of people. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said in a post on social media that the news of death of many people due to fire in gaming zone in Gujarat is painful. The India Meteorological Department, IMD of Andhra Pradesh, has issued a severe warning against Cyclone Rimal for the northeastern region and Bangladesh, which is expected to hit West Bengal today. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad ace our edge will take on Kolkata Knight Riders KKR in the summit clash at M.H. Thambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.